חפר סליחה, זכות הציצין של יפסיקו יוכל לזוק עם האשפו, מפני שמצווה שאין בגוף הקדושה. Since the tzitzit are just strings, even though at the time using them for the mitzvah, they're supposed to be only for the mitzvah, but once you finish with them, you can discard them. Of course, much in Gevul Batalas, also the Stamish Pem, could go in the Mitzvah, and Shum Tov, or Yisuf, and Shum Bisi Mitzvah. As long as they are on the tzitzit, even though you're not wearing them now, now you use them for anything else, to tie something else up, or whatever you want to use. Because now it is the Euclid, set aside for the mitzvah, and can be only used for the mitzvah itself, which is wearing the bag. So Reuven down from the Bach of Kiddush, based on this, that since we see that even at night, you're not only using these for other things, so it seems to be saying that as long as you made the mitzvah afterwards, it's enough reason to say that it's also. So therefore, a shofar after Rosh Hashanah, if you plan to use it next year, you can't use it for personal uses. Or the same thing if you have schach, the times he's next to the same problem. The mice is a machloikis a poiskim, and if somebody has a special need to use these type of things, should ask a shayla. That's with respect to the type of things you're going to use only next year. Since it's easier, you know. Even since it's all year round, even when you're not actually wearing it, still it has this concept of using this. Others say that even after you finish using them, there's no more din of bis and mitzvah, but even so, you shouldn't just throw them into a degrading place. You shouldn't throw them into the garbage. You shouldn't use them. You shouldn't tax them. You shouldn't tax them. The first opinion, let's read that again. Ramos says, V'yishayim in Shafaf, Shanifzik, V'yimim in Zoyin, V'zokim, V'okim, Maguna. V'zokim, V'okim, Maguna, Hela, She'einon, Tzrifim, Gneza. This opinion holds, even not using them, you know, you can throw them wherever you want, but you shouldn't throw them into a V'okim, Maguna, into the garbage or something like that. Should be Machshavit that was once used for a mitzvah. You don't have to put them in Gneza, and then the Tzvi Shtaktikim are going to. The third opinion is even more stringent opinion. I have a minute to put them in Gneza. Some people, based on the Maril, use them as bookmarks. Use them for some other mitzvah. These are all Lach Achil. Machmir, Umedaktik, the mitzvahs, Tov Elov Koch. Somebody who is Medaktik goes out of his way to do things as Chubadik as possible, he will get a blessing from the Ramot. Till now we're talking about the strands of the tzitzis. Now I'm talking about the garment itself. So if the garment itself got worn out, even the tzitzis itself, one should not use it for a tashim reguna, you should use it to wipe oneself. Yeah. But to use it for other type of uses, it would be permitted. Because you're not using it anymore as a garment. Yeah. Now, there's another question about, we learned before that as long as the tzitzit are on the garment, you can't use the strands of the tzitzit for other tashmish. What about the garment? Or the what we call the talus. So, the Oilus Talmud says it's permitted. Because the tzitzit are the mitzvah. The talus is just the garment that you're putting it on. But the talus is also, and and Prima Gaon also agrees that way. Why? Because since today the tzitzis is a special garment worn for the mitzvah of tzitzis, you should also treat it in such a fashion that we treat the mitzvah itself. Though, they say that is only talking about the talus that you use for davening. That's mumah, kosher. The talus cotton, you can use for other tashmishim, even though the tzitzis are on it. Which is a little bit chiddush, because today we get that also special for mitzvah. But since we're not wearing it specially for tefillah, it's permitted. Yeah, they bring that if someone has tzitzis on and he's sweating, dry off his sweat, or chazanish is reported to have said that's acceptable. The normal type of tashmish. And Rabbi Yashas, he could You could clean your glasses with your sister's garment. That's a normal thing. People do it with their shirts. It's basically depending on where you're coming from, where you're living, and what's normal in your part of town. If it's something you do for something else, Hashem, before you rub your glasses with the material, make sure it won't scratch them. So the garment itself is saying that that the Mishavus is a chiddush. A towel's cut and get actually thrown in the garbage. The chokhmah we saw before, maybe the towel's itself, one shouldn't do it. Thomas Cotton, you can just throw it out. As long as you take off the tissues from it.